Genetic testing is used in healthcare to determine a patient's risk for some conditions. However, some medical professionals have raised concerns about insurers using genetic test results to refuse cover or increase premiums. Jessica spoke to Professor Andrew Schelling of the University of Auckland, who says Australians can obtain health insurance without fear of genetic discrimination, but New Zealanders who are being proactive about their health by having genetic testing are at risk of being penalised both financially and medically. Schelling is urging the government to ban this practice for insurers and consider this issue in its insurance contract law review. Here is that interview now.
Genetic discrimination is where you use information about a person to separate them from other people. So a good example here is what we're calling genetic discrimination, where insurers are using genetic tests to refuse and increase premiums. So we're calling that genetic or genomic discrimination. We use somebody's information, information to treat them differently, in this case, in the terms of setting insurance.
You've called for a ban on insurers' use of genetic test results. How has this been a threat to people in New Zealand?
Most of us didn't realise that we were completely out of step with the rest of the world. Most other similar countries to ours, Australia, Canada, UK, for example, have realised that this form of genetic discrimination really is affecting a lot of people's ability to get insurance and insurance at the right level. And we didn't know that we were out of step. So this group has got together to look at this in a bit more detail and begin to lobby government to try and make some changes.
Do you have any concerns for particular groups or particular individuals? Who's going to be the most at risk of something like this happening?
We think it's going to be fairly common. About 5-10% of all people will be carriers of some sort of genetic disease. And we know that for things like inherited breast and ovarian cancer, we've identified the genes that cause those diseases. And if a woman can identify that they carry a gene mutation, she's got an 80-90% chance of developing breast cancer in her lifetime and probably about 50% of ovarian cancer. Based on that valuable information, she can actually undergo early screening, and she can actually have her breasts and ovaries removed to prevent the disease ever happening. So if that woman was on the basis of concerns about insurance didn't have that genetic test, she'd be removing the potential to actually save her life. And that same thing applies to many other different diseases, not just cancer, neurological conditions, cardiac conditions, and a number of other different genetic diseases that are common in our population. So we think that anybody going forward for genetic testing should feel free to do that. It's potential to improve their lives and well-being. As a medical researcher, I'm also worried that a lot of research could be impacted. A lot of increasing numbers of research projects involve genomic analysis. And if people are afraid to join parts of research studies because of the concern might have an impact on their insurance, then that's a major cause for concern.
Outside of yourself and a couple of other people, we haven't seen this issue discussed much. Why is this? And is there a lack of information being provided by insurers or a lack of policy about how this is working and what's happening here?
Well, most of us in New Zealand knew nothing about it. We didn't know we were out of step until I got a phone call from a woman in Australia who pointed this out to me. Australia made a change to a moratorium about 2 years ago. Then our Financial Services Council, the FSC, actually withdrew some of the information from their website. So a lot of us, even if we knew about it, we weren't able to find out what insurance companies are actually doing. They've only just recently provided that information back to us, and it's clearly fairly limited information based on dated attitudes towards genetic and genomic testing.
What would your recommendations be for New Zealand in addressing this issue?
We all think that there's significant inequities here. For most of our population, especially our Māori Pacific population, who may be further afraid and a further barrier for them entering the medical system. So we're calling for a ban on the use of this genetic testing in assessment of insurance risk, and let New Zealand join the rest of the world and be able to carry out clinical testing for genetic diseases and ongoing medical research in our community.
Is there any expected pushback from insurers? Are there any possible reasons why something like this would be used apart from financial gain?
We expect there'll be pushback. They talk about something called information asymmetry, where if you've got information that the insurance company doesn't have, that doesn't that put you in an advantage? Now, research shows that most people don't do that, and information asymmetry is a bit of a red herring. Of course, they're making financial decisions. It's an insurance industry. We're here as clinicians and medical professionals to try and improve the health and well-being of our population. So, of course, there's going to be conflict.
That was Professor Andrew Schelling speaking about genetic discrimination with Jessica.